Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Poppin' Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
Steven may fall asleep mid-podcast. This man has been up for, what do you say, 24 hours?
It's fine. I actually feel really good, guys. It's so fine.
Because listen, he went to the gym, got a good pump in. Those endorphins are running.
That's right. Meathead right here. Meathead City, baby.
Yeah, City drinking a
Listen,
smoothie king.
is the first thing I've also eaten in like 10 hours, so you gotta do what you gotta do.
You know what? I love a smoothie. Okay. That is a meal replacement.
It's got protein in it. I mean, come
So I'm saying, okay. Yeah. Meathead City. Okay. We're gonna start with Miss Gypsy Rose because this woman has been causing such a stir lately. And so she's officially getting a divorce from her husband. Something like Ryan Anderson or something, the one that she said the D is fire about.
the D is fire.
Oh my God, ew. Yeah, they are divorcing, and she's been seen out with her ex-fiance, who apparently she was engaged to while she was in prison. I don't know how, you know what? Gypsy Rose just pulling men left and right, okay? They
She
gotta be
really is.
weirdos. They gotta be weird, though. Like,
I
why
mean,
are you getting engaged to someone in prison?
they're like, they have some sort of like kink where they need to like protect her, I don't know.
Yeah,
Something's off.
don't know what that's all about, but yeah, she's been hanging out with her ex-fiance lately, and they got matching tattoos. And isn't it like they got like wolves or something to like represent their strong bond?
I don't even know.
There's a picture of them, I think.
Oh, they're huskies.
Huskies,
Close
okay.
enough.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't far off. Oh, and then there's that picture of her and him outside. I think it might be the tattoo parlor, I don't know. Smoking a cig, just hanging. She's just living her life.
I just can't believe she was in prison for like a decade and she got like a fiance and a husband out of it. Two separate people. And
Yes.
like I can't even get a text back.
Well, you know what?
Know
You're
your ways,
also
girl.
like kind of normal, you know?
Fair.
So, you know, you're not attracting these Looney Tunes out here who, I don't know, are just with you for like this, you know, for your name or because they have like a weird kink or there's something psychologically wrong with them.
And then, well, and now, like, somebody close to Gypsy Rose has been saying that she didn't feel safe with her husband and stuff. Never said he was abusive, but she was scared of him. I'm like, okay, but who's the source? How many people is she close with? She just got
It
out of
can't be that
jail.
many. I thought it was like her family, and that was it. She can't get friends. I mean, not like close friends. Well, maybe she can. You know what? She got married and had a fiance out of her 10-year stint in prison. So,
Currently getting cosmetic surgery, so stay tuned to see
yes,
her new look.
she got a nose job, which it just kept saying cosmetic surgery, and I was like, I know this is gonna sound so mean, but I was like, it can't be anything other than a nose job.
You never
Okay, do with that
know.
what you will. And she sent a picture exclusively to TMZ of her with all of these bandages on. This had
She
to be
sent it
like maybe,
herself.
yes, this had to be maybe day two post-op.
I'm living for it.
Me too. I'm so here for it. And she has a new show coming out. I think it's on Lifetime called Gypsy Rose: Life After Lockup.
Listen, if we're gonna want to care about her, she's gonna profit, want to profit off of it. You know what? This is like a commensal relationship. We're both benefiting here.
Yes, because I want to know all about her. Like, I don't think
Exactly.
I will ever tire of Gypsy. I really don't think I will, because everything she does just fascinates me.
It really does. And it's like you never know what she's gonna do.
No, I
Who was the?
know.
I didn't know who this ex-fiance is that she's now with, and then they're getting tattoos, and she's getting a nose job, and it's just, I can't even keep track, and I'm here for it.
Same. I love the mess. And I love that she herself took selfies for her post op and sent them to TMZ.
That's
She,
iconic.
you know what? For being in jail or for being in prison for so long, she knows how to play the game. She knows how to keep
She
people
really
talking.
does. Yeah. Super impressed.
I love that.
You must have watched a lot of like reality TV.
Probably. Yeah, because that's the only way you would learn.
Yeah. She's just giving like reality TV star.
And she will have her own, or she does have her own reality
True.
TV show that's
True.
premiering. I don't know when the premiere date is, but it's soon. So.
Wow. Good for her. Emmy winner, Gypsy Rose, coming soon.
Please. Oh my God, please. Okay. Speaking of just being talked about and doing silly things in the press, what the fuck is going on with JoJo Siwa? Why is she out here looking like she is dressed up as someone from Kiss for Halloween and saying that she wants to invent a new genre called gay pop? Like, listen to Charli XCX.
There's a lot of gay pop stars. I don't understand why she thinks
Yeah.
she's the first. I'm like,
Have
I
you ever been
almost
to the
like
Lady
want to
Gaga?
love, yeah, I almost want to like love her delusion, but at the same time, I'm like, no, we're going a little too far here with your delusions. Like,
Just
does
like
she really think she's like the inventor of gay pop?
the way that she thinks she's the inventor of lesbianism is crazy.
Yeah, she wrote the master doc.
That's literally like what she's acting like. And I'm like, JoJo, girlfriend, have you like never met another gay person in your life? Like, hello.
I don't get it.
And this mu so I didn't watch the entire music video, but I've just
Yeah.
like seen the clips that have been circulating on the internet.
Right.
Wow. What is she doing? Why is she humping that girl like that? It looks like
I
it
don't
hurts.
know. It really does. I feel like I pretty much have watched the whole thing at this point, like not in one sitting, but like I think I've seen everything I need to see. And you're right. The choreography, I mean, she choreographed it herself, so not the best. Except that one girl, she's eaten. That time where she's like on JoJo doing that like that spin jump in the air.
Yeah.
Impressive.
You know what? I saw this video of people like in a dance studio like doing the choreography, and it was like the choreography isn't bad. It's just JoJo Siwa. So it was like them during doing the choreography, like, and then it cut to JoJo Siwa, and like they're not wrong.
Wow.
They're really not wrong.
She
So
just has like a certain energy around her
it's
that
just
it's so.
it's like a kid who had like 12 pixie sticks. That is how she functions at all times.
That is the perfect explanation.
She's
And
like
they like,
always at 100.
and they need to let you know that they had 12 pixie sticks.
Yes.
It's
Yes.
like the sugar's coming out of the mouth still.
Yeah, like yeah, they have like the pink ring around their lips, and it's like the sugar like in the corner of their mouths. Like,
Yeah,
that is what's going
100%.
on. Their tongue
That's
is
the
dyed
energy.
blue. Like,
Wow. We really just nailed it right there. What else needs to be said about JoJo Siwa? Because that's her.
oh my God. Wait. Go ahead.
I know we said it before, but how is she a bad girl?
Here's the thing. Okay, she said that she wanted to be in her Miley Cyrus bangers era. And the thing is, you don't just like get to choose when you don't just like get to like say it, you know? Because Miley Cyrus was just doing the most random shit, the craziest shit that she could think of. And it just like all worked. But it was just like, it was just like a moment. It and there was, as much as it does, As much as it doesn't seem like it, there was a creative thought process behind it. It wasn't just like, let me do the most outrageous thing I can do just to get people talking and then like
Right.
not like totally commit to it, like look kind of chintzy and cheesy. And yeah.
Yeah.
So also Karma was is truly a stolen song. Have you seen that?
Yeah, well, apparently at some point Miley Cyrus was it was scrapped for Miley Cyrus, and I saw like a full recording of it with the music video.
Me too. I saw it last
So,
night.
and it was like from like I don't know 2012 or something. That was the vibe it was
Yeah.
giving. And did it sound good? Not really, but honestly, it sounded better.
Yeah. So is this just like a cover? Well, I mean, like by definition, yeah.
But like,
But
why is she pretending like this
like
is
it's
like
all
her?
hers.
Yeah, I don't, I'm just really confused,
Me
to be
too.
honest.
Maybe that's why she's a bad girl. She plagiarizes.
How
I
old is JoJo Siwa? 18?
think so. Let's
18,
look it up.
19?
Somewhere around there. Let's see. How old is she? She is 20.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh,
That's
she's
so
born in.
wild to me.
Her real name is Joelle Joni. That's not real. Seeing that she was born in 2003 is kind of throwing me for a loop. She will be 21 though on May 19th. So get ready for that
She's
craziness.
older than Miley Cyrus when she released Bangers.
How old is Miley Cyrus?
She was not 21 when she released Bangers.
Oh.
She was like 19, 20 when she was making that album and releasing songs.
You know what? I've been told that before, and I think I just like forget because it's crazy that she was doing
I
that
mean,
at like
because like,
20 years
think about
old.
how old she is now. She's just 30, and that was 2013. So,
Yeah, so true. Whoa.
11 years ago.
That woman has lived so many lives. Oh my
She
God.
really has. She was a child doing all that
Yeah.
when you think about it.
Which makes Robin Thicke even worse.
So true. 'Cause like to me, when we were watching her do all that, she was like a full ass adult grown woman.
Yeah, because we were like 14 watching it, 13.
Yeah, she was a child.
Oh
Yeah,
my God.
kind of crazy when you think about it. I mean,
Yeah, I'm
like,
like.
I mean, people grow up differently in Hollywood and the industry and everything, but just like thinking about how I acted at 19, 20, crazy. It's a miracle she's alive.
So, you know what? That is so true.
So grateful, but
And that she's like normal.
yeah.
Wow.
What are you gonna
I'm like
do?
stunned into silence. I'm
Anyway,
like, it's just like,
moral of the story, Miley Cyrus was younger than JoJo Siwa is now when she released Bangers.
yes, there we
Take that
go.
information what you will.
Yes.
I feel like it's just very important to note.
Wow, I'm honestly speechless. I just just like letting it sink in is so wild to me. Okay. Morgan Wallen. This man, I hate this man. I've always hated this man ever since he was literally recorded saying the N-word. And
Yeah.
then you know, like his Spotify listens blew up and he did. Why was he doing a stadium tour? Why was he selling out Ford Field?
Yeah. And then he broke the COVID rules and got kicked off an SN of SNL. And then we gave him another chance. And then
Yeah, completely
he got
forgot
what,
about
too drunk and then left his show, and didn't show up for all the fans that were waiting for him. Remember
that. Oh my
that?
God. Yes. I'm
Yeah. So
this
it's like
man
he's
just
not
seems
even good to his
so
fans. Like,
mean.
you guys are fucking idiots. I'm sorry,
Yeah.
you are.
Okay, but he's been in the news this week because he was at a bar in Nashville on Broadway Street, which is the busiest street. You know, it's like the party street, the touristy street.
Yeah. He's
This
got a
man was
song
on,
about it. called Broadway Girls. You're welcome. It's got a rapper in it. I'll say Lil Durk because I don't know who's in it, but that's coming to mind.
Oh my God.
Anyway, continue.
This man was on the rooftop of someone's bar. It was a famous country, or it is famous. I can't speak today. Famous country singer's bar. I can't remember who it is. Maybe it's Blake Shelton. I don't know. He threw a chair off this rooftop bar, and it just missed these police officers that were standing down below. So that's like why he got arrested right away, because it narrowly missed police officers.
Where's all the Blue Lives Matter fans now?
I
Where are
was
they?
just about to say that. Where are you now? But like, what the
Exactly.
fuck is wrong with you? You know what? All of these things are adding up to you probably shouldn't drink alcohol. Because why are you acting like a fool seemingly every time you do?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? And you know what? This man does not even have good music. This man is not even hot. He has no redeeming qualities. He's just an ugly asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like I like kind of like country. Maggie doesn't really like it at all. And honestly, I don't really vibe with any of his music. Some of them I might hear like and be like, "Okay, sure. That's okay enough, I guess." But for the most part, not good. Not impressed in the slightest.
Song, what was his popular song last
Last
night?
night.
That sucks.
Oh, that song is really bad. I like
Oh,
the
it
only one I like is
sucks.
Whiskey Glasses.
I don't know that. I don't intend to know that, but
Now I'm questioning if that's his song or if that's a song by who's the other country guy? Luke Combs.
almost like which one?
Yeah. Oh, it is his song. I wasn't wrong.
Okay.
That one I can get behind. But you know what? The other ones, forget it.
My God. I just hate this man. And he's also being charged with felonies, like as he
Yeah.
should.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if that chair would have hit one of those police officers. They would be dead, or at the very least, severely injured.
Yeah. I'm just getting tired of him being sorry for getting in trouble and like not actually sorry for his actions. It's
Yeah.
like you just owe a big apology to the communities of people that you are hurting, people who are already systematically like beaten down. You're like just saying the N-word and then becoming the most popular country singer like of all time.
Yeah.
Cool. Love that.
I just hate this man, and I hope that he suffers.
Me too. When people like love him, I am honestly like really like turned off by them.
Big red flag.
Yeah. Like, do I think they're an awful person? No. But it just kind of like gives me the ick.
Yes, the ick. I'm like,
Yeah, like you're not a horrible person if you like him, okay? Whatever.
yeah,
But am I gonna be
but
turned off by you? Absolutely.
for sure. Yeah. God. Ugh, he's just so gross. He has a gross mustache. You know what? I could go on and on about this man, but and his grossness, but whatever. Oh God. Okay, let's move on to the Joker trailer. So this is the Joker movie that everyone's been talking about for years with Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix and how it's going to be a musical. I truly do not know what to make of this trailer.
Yeah.
Like, what are your thoughts?
Well, first off, I didn't really believe this movie was real until I saw this trailer. Does
Same,
it
actually.
just like not feel real to you? It still kind of doesn't. I'm confused.
Well, just because like when it first was announced, it was like a Joker sequel, and I was like, okay. And then it was Lady Gaga's gonna be in it as Harley Quinn, and I was like, okay. And also, it's gonna be a musical, and I was like, you lost
Yeah.
me.
Yeah, I've heard it's going to be like a jukebox musical.
I don't know what that means.
A jukebox musical. Oh my God. A jukebox musical is like a musical that uses past songs Like Mamma Mia would be
Oh.
a jukebox musical because it's not
Okay.
like original songs.
Yeah.
So.
But is it like what I got from the trailer, were are they like a traveling show and like that's when they sing, or is it like a whole musical movie?
It kind of seems like I, in my mind, my guess is that like when we get scenes from Harley's perspective, they're going to be musical-esque. Like that's how she's seeing her reality or how they see the realities together, you know? Because like Joker, like you didn't see the first one, but he's like an unreliable narrator. Like he like there's like a twist in the movie. They lead you to think something the whole time, and it's like not that it's like a big twist, like you can kind of see it coming, but like really he's crazy and unreliable and psychotic, and like Harley Quinn is also known for being a little psychotic.
Yes.
Yeah, but what I'm
Okay.
confused about in this is she like also a psych patient?
See, okay, like did they meet in a psych ward?
Because
That's what it looks like.
in all of the comics and the movies thus far, she's his psychiatrist and she falls in love with him.
Oh.
So
See, I never knew that.
yeah, that's like the lore of Harley Quinn and the Joker. She is the psychiatrist who gets tasked and then she slowly like falls in love with him and becomes his like partner in crime. I'm wondering if he is going to be like imagining it all, and she really is a psychiatrist. I don't know. That's just my first guess. But maybe not. They just might be switching it because we've already seen Harley Quinn on the screen so much in the last couple of years, like with all the
Yeah.
Margot Robbie versions and then the show that Kaley Kyoko voices. Like, there's been so much Harley Quinn. So maybe they're just changing it up.
That would be a really interesting take, though. Huh. Yeah, because I saw this on Twitter. Like the part where Lady Gaga uses her hand and as like a gun, like pretends to shoot herself in the head. People were
Yeah.
like, yeah, it was like a gif. People were like, this part would have gone crazy on Tumblr.
For
So
real.
true. Oh, so true.
So true. And I saw that it's getting like suicide trigger warnings now on YouTube. Is it just because of that scene, or did I miss something?
I don't remember anything else that was like suicidal ideation,
Yeah, me
like
neither.
maybe.
I'm like, unless I just missed it, and if it was that, I'm like, I mean, okay, I guess it doesn't hurt to be precautious, but
I mean, I guess, but like, I
what?
don't know. I feel like I do that on a daily basis at work. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, you know?
Like you hold a gun to your head, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. It's
Okay.
also just
Huh.
like, yeah, it's like also a scene that happens in the first movie.
Oh.
So it's like a callback to that too. So I'm
Yeah.
confused.
Do you think you're
Anyway,
gonna see it?
yeah.
Okay.
I saw the
I
first
don't know.
one. I didn't see it in theaters. But I saw it eventually. I just watched it like in the last year or so, actually. It was pretty good. But I just like, I think I've told you this before, and a lot of people say this, but I just don't understand how Todd Phillips got away with literally copying Taxi Driver. It's the same exact movie.
I've heard that before too. Yeah, and I've never seen Taxi Driver. I've never seen the Joker
Yeah.
movie, so I don't know like what the comparisons are. But
Same
I've
exact
heard
plot,
that.
I'm telling you. Like, it's insane. It's not even just similar. And, like, he even says he takes inspiration from the movie, but, like, it's like a copycat. I don't get it.
There's a difference
So,
between inspiration, just straight up copying.
yeah. And it's like, that's a Martin Scorsese movie with Robert De Niro. Like, pretty
Yeah.
bold.
I knew that.
Really good movie, though. So, I just feel like that, like negates my opinion a little because I just like compare it to Taxi Driver. It's like, well, I already saw this before.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's been done. Okay. And to kind of like wrap this up, Chappell Roan's new song, Good Luck, Babe.
Little side note, but we
Amazing.
had to talk about it.
Yes. Amazing. Great. Like this is gay pop.
Yes. Yes.
JoJo.
JoJo. Take notes. Song about her hooking up with this girl who's down low and trying to kiss a thousand boys to pretend like she's straight, but she'll never be straight. Good luck, babe.
Yep, exactly.
God, love it. Just want to shake your ass, but like, I feel
You
like it's
do.
very relatable for queer people. At the same time, might hurt a little, but at the same time, it's so fucking catchy. Just like
Yeah,
all
I
her
know.
songs, they hurt a
You can't
little,
be that
but come
hurt if you're
on, you gotta
just
jam along.
dancing, doing a little two-step.
Yeah, it's so catchy. Like, I
Is.
just find myself like humming the beat a lot.
I've had like the chorus of this song stuck in my head, and then fucking Karma stuck in my head too, because oh my God, because it's just
I was a
everywhere.
bad girl.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I hate
Mm.
it. I really do. Not the Chapel Roan part, but the Judgment
Yeah.
Siva part.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into our toasts and our roasts. Go right ahead.
All right. My roast goes to Tori Spelling.
Oh my
And
God,
now.
me too.
This is not surprising. Now, I'm 95% sure that one of us has roasted her before.
I
I know
have.
we've talked about her in a negative light before. I feel like more than once.
Yes.
Well, we're definitely both doing it for the same reasons. Tori Spelling revealed that she cannot poop or pee without her children present.
That's
Now, take that
abuse.
in, people. Take that in.
I just really wish that we knew less about each other.
Yeah,
I could
I
have gone my entire life and been happy with never knowing this.
yeah.
Also, why are you subjecting your children to that? That's weird.
Aren't her kids like kind of old too?
I think her youngest one is like 7 or 8.
Like, she's got a, I know she's got a bunch of kids too.
Like 5, 4, 5.
Yeah, more than like two or three. I know there's like a gaggle of them.
There is, yeah.
And I know she hasn't had any kids recently, so I knew they had to be like
Yeah.
way too old for them to be in a bathroom with you while you're using the restroom.
Let's see what the
Really,
age range is.
I'm just like really disgusted. Like, what do
Like,
you mean? What do you mean you can't go to the bathroom? You can't even pee? Like, you are perverted. You need to see, get help.
yeah,
How could you ever like announce this to people? This is like sexual abuse, like you just said.
it's fucking weird.
Well, maybe it's not
Is
sexual abuse, but some sort of abuse.
I think so.
I don't think it's like necessarily, I don't know. Maybe it's sexual in nature. I don't know what's going on. Either way, it's not
It says
right.
that her 7-year-old son watches. So by 7, no.
Ew, that's so
No.
twisted. He's gonna think of growing up thinking that's normal.
Yeah.
Like, yes, like bodily functions are normal, but that's like your mom. That's really
Yeah.
weird.
I know, like it's not like it's like your 2-year-old toddler that you have to like take into the bathroom with you in a public place. Like
Yeah.
you're at home. If, I don't know, seek help. Seek help immediately.
I, as soon as like my nephew was old enough to like not just like eat a Lego when I wasn't there, I would use the bathroom by myself. You know what I mean? And he's not
Yeah.
even 4 yet. And I know I'm like, I'm not bringing him in the bathroom with me.
Right.
Like,
Ew. It's just.
it's just like, what? Like, he doesn't want to have to. Ugh, that's just gross.
You gonna do? Are you like interrupting like his, I don't know, if he's like playing a video game or something, and you're like, "Hey buddy, I have to use the bathroom, so let's go."
Yeah, get off Fortnite.
Yeah, like, ew, what?
Yeah, I just
She's just a
like,
fucking weirdo in
I know a lot of
general.
people are roasting her, but like, we as a society need to roast her more.
Yeah.
Like, jail.
Yeah. Jail.
Man,
Ew.
she's just, Like, I've just never really liked Tori Spelling in general. Well, I shouldn't say
She's
that. She's whatever. But she just does things like this.
always been just like a weirdo.
Yeah.
So
I like her in Scary Movie 2. You know what? And that's about
period.
it. All right. You got anything else to say about that?
No, I'm good.
Okay, fair. My toast goes to Hunter Schafer. I just, first of all, love her. We've probably toasted to her before. I'm sure one of us has. I don't know about what, but she's amazing. She just did a GQ like photo shoot and big interview, talked about her relationships, which she has nothing but nice things to say about Dominic Fike. Gonna
I
be
know.
honest, shocked.
Same. I thought this man would like, I mean, unless she's just like not saying it, you know, like just for the sake of like being like the bigger person. But yeah, I just feel like he'd be like a little bit of an asshole.
She was like praising him.
Yeah.
She's like, nobody's ever treated me as nice as this man. Like,
So naturally we broke up. We
yeah,
were
I mean,
deeply
that
in
doesn't mean you're
love.
like
He's never
meant to
treated.
like, what does that mean you're like meant to be together? The if just because he treated you well, you know? I don't know.
I
Anyway,
guess, but
yeah, I don't know what happened. And yes, talk about her love life, and then main thing I want to touch on is her career. And she basically was talking about how like she's been getting offered like all these trans roles recently, and she's been turning them down. And the reason she's turning them down is because she's recognizing like her privilege as a trans woman and like one of the most famous trans people in the world, and she wants to be known for like good roles, not just trans roles. And like her not taking trans roles gives trans actors a foot in the door as well. Like, we can't just have Hunter Schafer be the one trans person in media. Like, and I feel like she's taking that into account. And I just like respect her so much all the time. She's just like, she's so young and such a positive role model for so many people. And it's amazing that she's been seen as like, or received as positively by the world. I mean, of course she gets hate, like not like dismissing that at all, but I feel like relatively speaking, she's been received pretty positively by the world.
Yeah.
And I'm just impressed with how she's like handling her career. And she's just like, no, I want like a good role. I don't need a trans role. 'Cause it's like true. She shouldn't be just like relegated to being a trans girl. Like, she's an actress.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
So yeah,
I
just so
also
much
agree.
respect for her. The interview was really good. Also found out that her and Rosalía dated.
And that she still looks at Rosalia as like a family member.
Yeah, confused about that because I don't really understand this timeline, but
I don't know, but.
because the longest time Rosalía was dating like Alexander Rao or however you pronounce that, famous Latin
Yeah.
singer. So I don't know, like.
Weren't they engaged?
I don't know. They were dating forever. I'm pretty sure they're broken up now, but
Well, yeah, because she was, or she is, was dating Jeremy Allen White.
you're so right.
Remember?
Wow.
They're smoking cigs, making out. I don't know
Yeah.
what ever happened to that, but.
You're right. I mean, I didn't remember, but now I do.
Yeah.
Cheers to you, Schaefer. Keep on keeping on. All right.
All right. So my toast goes to Rumi Carter for being the youngest female to grace the Billboard Hot 100 charts and also beating out her sister, Blue Ivy Carter. I just think it's so silly. It's so funny. And I just love that this like 6-year-old like has she has no idea what's going on. She doesn't know what that means. But here she is breaking
Yeah.
records.
And then Beyonce just surpassed Jay-Z in Hot 100 hits
Oh,
as
really? I
tweet,
didn't
and
even
it
see
was like,
that.
wow, I'd love to see the family dinner right now.
I didn't even know that.
Blue versus Rumi and Jay versus B. Not that it's like actually like a versus, but I just like thought it was so silly.
Oh my God, that's crazy. This family is fucking nuts. Like, what other family has this amount of talent? What other family's doing it like them? No one.
Well, Jackson 5, but I guess they're not really doing it
Oh.
anymore. But you know,
Well,
I don't know.
really. Yeah, but never mind. That's a good point.
Sorry, I
Yeah.
wasn't trying to contradict you. Just popped in my brain.
It's so true. That's okay.
Michael and Janet Jackson, so talented. Anyway.
Yeah, obviously Rhythm Nation. Hello. Okay, well, you guys ever find us on Instagram at Poppin' Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating, anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street, and stream some real gay pop that's not JoJo Siwa.
Exactly. Give Chapel
Okay.
Verona a stream. Okay, bye.
Bye.